Call 1 on Saturday, October 31, 2015 at 8:45 a.m. with a GMT offset of negative 360 minutes. Agent ID is extension is 8128.
Colorado Springs 911, what's the exact location of your emergency?
It's at...
Can you repeat that one more time for me and make sure I'm correct?
Well, it's across the street from me. I'm calling from my address.
Tell me exactly what happened.
Well, there was a guy walking around with like two cans of gasoline or something, two small cans, and a big, like a rifle. It was black, and it had a strap around it. He's walking up to doors and stuff, and then I seen that he walked into the building, and the glass window at that business is broke. So he's still in there. I'm kind of keeping an eye on him, but it's kind of scary. I went out there to get in my Jeep to get in there to go somewhere, and I'm scared to death.
Okay. And that's a business? What's the name of the business?
I have no idea, but I just know it's... There's an apartment above that... About that... At that place. It's kind of a scrap store. You know, they keep paints or something. I don't know.
Okay, and there's no name on that business outside?
No.
Okay.
I can't see that far, but... It has something written on the door.
And then when did this happen?
Just probably 10 minutes ago.
And he's still there now?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know if it's a fake gun, a BB gun, but it looks pretty scary.
Okay. And you said it looked like a long gun, correct? Like a rifle?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. And then where is he now? Is he still inside?
He's still inside that building on the lower level.
And then I need to get that person's description. Do you know his name?
No, I don't. He had a black cap on, and I think, I don't remember the clothes, but he had long hair coming up out of the cap.
And was the male white,
okay,
black,
he's
Hispanic?
He's coming out
Asian?
Now. He's got a green jacket. I don't know. He's going upstairs. Maybe he lives there, but he shouldn't be holding that gun around to anybody.
Okay.
Or around anybody.
And do we know how old he looked?
He looks like about 35 or 30.
How tall is he?
Probably 6 foot.
Thin, medium, or heavy build?
Thin.
And what color was that long hair?
Black, brown.
Dark.
Not real long, it just curls out from underneath his hat.
And
maybe
for that...
It may be the guy that lives upstairs, because he ran right up there, but he still shouldn't be holding that gun.
Well, it is an open carry state, so he can have a weapon with him or walking around with it. But, of course, having those gas cans, it does seem pretty suspicious, so we're going to keep the call going for that.
Okay, and the window's broken to that business downstairs, so...
Right, and you said he's now upstairs, correct?
Yes, mm-hmm.
And then did he arrive in a vehicle?
No, uh-uh.
Okay. And are you or anyone else in immediate danger?
No.
Okay. And from what you can see, does anyone need medical attention?
No, uh-uh.
And then how did he enter the building?
He just opened the door and walked in. And then he came out and then went upstairs and walked right in. I can see the doors open now upstairs. He could live up there, but it was scary because he was going across the street to the ladies next door, and then he'd come back out like he was looking for something or somebody.
Okay.
I just hope this, you know, it's not as bad as it is.
No, I understand. And again, we'd rather be proactive and make sure everything's okay than to just, you know, assume everything is all right and have something go wrong. So you definitely did the right thing by calling.
Okay.
And then what are the possible exits from the building? Like, which side are the doors on?
The side, both doors are facing east. And it's on the west side of the street.
Okay. And then are there any windows in that unit as well?
Yes.
Okay.
All the way around.
On both levels, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got a handgun now he brought down from upstairs. Now he's going back into the building. He's got a backpack on his back. Blue. He went back into the bottom building.
Okay. And then is there anyone else in that building who belongs there?
There might be a young gal. She's got blonde hair. That's Oh, I know.
Would she be upstairs or downstairs?
Upstairs. And I won't be around because I've had a lot of losses this week, and I have to go meet with all the families.
Okay, and you're not required to stay there. We just, of course, advise not to get involved or disturb anything at the scene.
Sure.
We'll have officers dispatched out as soon as possible, and, of course, if you see anything else suspicious, any other vehicles that he might leave in or anything like that, I want you to call us back immediately so we can get that description as well.
Yeah, but there is two cars in there in the driveway that they do drive, but I can't tell what they are.
Can you see the colors of them?
One's a dark blue and one's almost a black.
And they're both cars, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and are they two doors, four doors?
One's a four door, and I think they're both four doors.
Okay. Okay, and then again, we do have that call started for you. I want you to call us immediately if anything changes, you have any further information, or if you see him leave. Is there anything else I could do for you at all?
No, thank you very much.
All right, thank you so much for giving us a call. We have this started for you, and have a safe day, ma'am, and I'm sorry for your losses this week.
Thank you very much.
I hope you feel better and have a good day.
Thanks, bye.
Bye-bye.